what we're seeing in Cote d'Ivoire is an increasingly frightening situation. In Abidjan, which is, as you know, the country's commercial capital, the estimated number of displaced people is now exceeding 200,000. And these are mostly people who fled recent fighting in Abobo district. We're also seeing insecurity spreading beyond Abobo into a number of areas, the Dur Plateau, Kokodo, and Kumasi neighborhoods, and also in the main business district of Le Plateau. So it's very difficult inside Abidjan itself. In the west of the country, we're also seeing displacement problems because of insecurity there. And we estimate that about 70,000 people are displaced in the west.
Are you able to keep up with the demand for emergency assistance?
It is extremely difficult. The access we have as humanitarian workers is being squeezed hard right now. It's very difficult to reach people. We're having to be creative and work with NGOs who in some cases have better access than us to get to people in need. But take the situation inside Abidjan itself. We have concerns about people still trapped inside Abobo. We have all these displaced people, some of them in churches, others in other communal places. We don't know where they all are, and there's insecurity in several parts of the city. So it's getting increasingly difficult to reach these people.
Now, I understand that communication is a problem as well in the city.
That's correct. In Abobo, the fighting there has seen the destruction of the TV transmitters and also the SMS transmitters there. So communications is itself now a problem.
Can you give me the latest on the situation in Liberia? As you know, tens of thousands of people have crossed the border there.
Well, Liberia ended its second civil war in 2003, so it's a country still recovering from that period. In the last days, we have seen a sharp rise in the numbers of Ivorians coming across in the east of the country because of the fighting in Cote d'Ivoire. We have about 70,000 plus Ivorians now in the east of the country. It's jungle, it's very difficult road conditions. Getting around, getting people help is extraordinarily difficult. So the east is really under strain at this time.
What is the latest that you have on the building of camps for the displaced and the refugees?
In Liberia, we have established a camp close to the town of Ban, and in addition to that, we have about 15 locations where we're trying to centralize people. But despite those efforts, and it is hard to get people to these places, we are seeing refugees moving into villages, communities. Some of them have family there or friends. There's about 70 to 80 villages in that border area that are hosting Ivorian refugees at the moment. We're working on additional camp facilities there. Across the border in western Cote d'Ivoire, we've had to suspend work on a camp for displaced people because of insecurity there. We continue our operations, but in very difficult circumstances.